Black Friday is known for its killer deals on computers, flat-screen TVs, all kinds of things on your Christmas list. Less well known is that it is also the biggest weekend for gun purchases, with great deals on firearms and ammunition. That means the folks that process the required background checks are working round the clock this weekend, processing 2 requests per second. Kimberly Del Greco is an FBI manager with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or the NICS. We phoned her on Black Friday to see how they're coping with the holiday rush. Welcome to the program, Kimberly.
Thank you.
So this is a really busy time of year.
It is. We're processing approximately 2 checks per second, and starting around 11 a.m., we'll bump that up to 3 checks per second.
I understand that NICS only has 3 days to process a background check after someone purchases a firearm. Why only 3 days?
By law, the Breeding Handgun Violence Prevention Act requires us to research the submission for 3 days if we feel like there might be a record that may be a disqualifier for the firearm. After the third business day, it's up to the gun dealer whether he wants to transfer the firearm.
What are some of the kinds of things that pop up in a background check that you're looking for?
We are looking for any federal arrests, any misdemeanors that by state law would disqualify someone from a firearm, anyone that has a drug prohibition, mental defective records, restraining orders, anyone that has a history of domestic violence. Those are a few of our disqualifications.
So if you only have 3 days, does that end up being a problem? How often do you miss that 3-day window?
It's hard. It's about 1.1% of the total volume of our checks go into a delayed status. But today, of all days, we have approximately 600 employees processing gun checks on Black Friday, and our intent is to try and make sure that we have complete responses as fast as we can going back to those gun dealers.
We are taping this conversation and talking to you just as Black Friday kicks off. Do you have any early data? Are you able to gauge how the checks are going?
Yes, we started processing background checks at 4:30 this morning. As of 8 a.m., we processed 23,000 checks. From the hour of 9 to 10, before I took the call, we brought in another 10,000 checks. So we are truly seeing that spike that we thought we would get. Today, we're expecting to process about 144,000 checks. And we also expect today to hit our 200 millionth check since the inception of NICS.
And when was the inception of the gun check program of NICS?
November 30th, 1998. So this weekend, we'll even celebrate our sweet 16 birthday.
And just like shopping malls hire extra help during the holidays, you do as well?
Yes. No one is allowed to take leave today. Every staff member that's here is on the phones processing background checks.
Well, Kimberly Del Greco, thank you so much for talking with us. We should let you get back to work since you've got a pile
thank
of it
you.
To do. She's a manager with the FBI talking to us about firearm background checks. Thanks so much, Kimberly.
Thank you. You're welcome.